following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
No more luxury boxes or season tickets for clients. Your accountant said you're about to meet some costly new taxes. But that doesn't mean you have to downsize. Thousands of smart business owners have found a great way to protect the bottom line. They've moved to a nearby, prestigious Regis office. Fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Hi, Tom Baudet. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Going to be pretty full today. We're going to talk with Danny Woodhead, the San Diego Charger, of course, North Platte native, who most recently had a chance to play in the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. But free agency comes calling, and he decides that San Diego is the place for him, moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. So we'll talk to Danny Woodhead later on in the program today. In fact, we'll probably have Woodhead coming up towards the bottom of the hour is when we've got him scheduled. So we'll be listening for that. Our Loper Link has Brady Bonzel, track coach. It's more indoor weather than outdoor. Plus, we'll talk baseball with Ohio State's Greg Beals. They have played 30 games already this season. They have had a couple of canceled, but they played last night, got a 9-0 win over West Virginia, and they get Marshall tonight. So, this team keeps busy, and they've got some different midweek games, but he'll be coming up in the last segment of the show today as Ohio State travels to Lincoln to take on the Huskers this weekend. Again, the freaky Nebraska weather, it's actually supposed to be nice over the weekend, and then kind of back down into non-spring-like temperatures the rest of next week early on. So don't expect shorts weather here in the near future, at least not for elongated part of time. So glad to have you with us. Doug Duda with you on this Wednesday. A very busy program. We're going to keep busy throughout the week. And what about that national championship game last night? We'll talk about the women's final. How does Connecticut just keep on doing it? But they just hammer Louisville last night in a very impressive performance. The Heat and the NBA playoffs getting closer to the end. Will the Lakers hang in there? Will the Jazz be able to get by them? That is our poll question from yesterday, our Midtown Mark Cooler question. We'll talk more about that. Not a whole lot, though, happened yesterday because of the weather. Everything snowed and iced out, and we are moving on to our Loper Link to start off the program, brought to you by Charterwiz National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charterwest National Bank. Let's talk a little track with track coach, cross-country coach Brady Bonzel. They were at home this past weekend. They hit the road again this weekend. Brady, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you guys today?
Well, doing good. This is supposed to be indoor season, right?
Oh, gosh. This is, yeah, I can't believe finals are in about 2.5 weeks.
It moves along so quickly, and we talk about it from time to time, but how has the transition gone from the indoor season to the outdoor season?
You know, it's actually gone really well considering the weather we've been getting. Our first meet down at Fort Hays was far better than what we typically have for our first meet out, probably particularly on the track. And then that second week we're here when we had the home here, I thought on the track we probably weren't quite as good as the week before, but the field events picked it up, which is probably normal when you have a home meet. Your field events tend to do pretty well.
Brady, are there different kids or new kids that participate in the indoor season as opposed to the outdoor season that are contributing, or is it pretty much the same group of kids?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same group, but we did pick up some of our better athletes who didn't compete indoors. Marty Molina is a 3-time All-American in the triple jump, fifth-year senior who just only had outdoor eligibility left this year, had redshirted one outdoor season along the way. Paul Pape, who was an All-American last year in the 800, both indoors and outdoors, was injured around Christmas time and ended up, we redshirted Paul for the indoor season. And so we have him now. And then Alex Paul, who was an RMAT conference champ in the 400 meters here a few years back and has just dealt with a lot of injuries over the years. And Alex is a fifth-year senior who just had outdoor eligibility left.
Man, we talk with Coach Bauer. It's a different deal. Coach Bauer, they can kind of take the fall semester off and come back and go to school in the spring semester. But this is a little different when you're talking track eligibility.
Yeah, it is a little bit different, although we have done that. In fact, right now, Al Sanabria, who was an All-American cross-country last year and a national qualifier in the 10K, is doing a similar deal due to injury. And, I'm cautious from an academic standpoint in suggesting that. I don't even recommend it to him. I just say, here's an option for you. And in his case, I don't think it hurts him. He's able to do some things job-wise that doesn't put him back, that he's delaying graduation.
We're talking with Brady Bonzel on the Loper Link, UNK track coach. You had your Loper invite, your home meet of the season this past weekend. On paper, it looks like you did real well. What's the coach have to say about that?
Yeah, I think particularly jumping events and throwing events. Marty Molina jumped 49.6. That's a mark that should get him into the national meet at the end of the season. Kyle Glidden threw really well on the disc. I think he's sitting 10th nationally, so that might be one that's on the bubble at the end of the season. And then we just had some other, Danny Coons, who's a redshirt freshman from Elm Creek. She put up our fifth best throw ever in the women's hammer throw. And Colby Juergens, who's a sophomore, he threw really well in the disc as well.
How do you teach a kid out of high school something about the hammer throw? Because that's a new event. And there are, we joke with some of the people, there's the 600 when the indoor, there's different events that you don't compete in high school. Talk a little bit about the hammer and maybe anything else that you have different from what they see in high school.
Yeah, you know, the hammer in particular, the hammer and the jab. Now, the jab is a little harder because particularly in the MIAA, the state of Kansas has that as a high school event. So it's easier for those schools to just find people locally or regionally at least than maybe it is for us. So that's a pretty hard event to compete in for us in the MIAA. The hammer, it's new for everybody, unless a kid threw it in the Junior Olympics, which not very many do. Mm-hmm. Then it's new for everybody. So, and sometimes you find, Rich Maurer was a national qualifier for us in the hammer here a couple years ago, and Rich didn't even do high school track. He actually was a high school football and baseball player and was a lineman in football and came here, and football didn't work out for him, and he, lived down the hall from one of our long jumpers in the dorms, and that kid talked him into trying track out and ended up being a national qualifier in the hammer before it was all done.
Brady Bonzel with us here for just another minute. There was a nice article in the Kearney Hub after this weekend. Brandy Winchester, one of those students, and it doesn't matter what the sport is, but she's decided to come back home after trying it down in Lincoln. What about what you get with her?
Yeah, you know, Brandy's doing a great job for us. You know, it's always hard. We're UNL is my alma mater, and I was the walk-on athlete who managed to have success there. It's hard for me now, being here at UNK, watching students go there and struggle. And, you know, you always hear about the Nebraska walk-on success story, but for every one of those, there's 20, 25 others who struggle and really would be better off and be better athletes, not just relative to Division II, but just at the end of the day, because their confidence level stays higher and stay encouraged, and they're competitive, and at the end of the day, literally are better athletes than if they had gone to the bigger school. And Matt Shipp was an example of that, came back here and was an All-American. Brandy is one of those. You know, Dylan Schroat started in football at Nebraska or at UNL, and has ended up here and is an All-American for us in track and has played for our football team. So there's several examples of those. Brandy's doing a great job. Last year was a hard transition for her because she had been out of track for a semester before she transferred. But is doing really, really well. We're very happy to have her with us.
Before the MIAA championships of the 1st of May, you've got a lot of what is listed as relays, different groups of kids. You'll be splitting them up. Some groups, like this weekend, will go to Concordia. Others will head to Pittsburgh State. And I imagine before we talk to you again, you've got the Kansas relays and then some kids going out to California. Who's going where? And
Yeah. We, you know, and this week we've even made a change. Rather than Pitt State, it's Wichita State now. So we've got about a dozen going to Wichita, which is a little bit closer, and we'll actually get a little even better competition there. The rest of the team will be at Concordia. Next week we'll have a lot of the team at Doan, but we'll probably have, you know, at least 15 people competing at KU relays, primarily distance runners and throwers there. And then we'll have one guy, Tanner Fruit, running the 5,000 out at Mount Sac, which is in the L.A. area. We come back the next week after that and have another kind of just a smaller tune-up meet at Doan. We might send less than a handful, maybe three or four people over to Drake Relays, and then conference. So, yeah, that's what I told my team earlier. We get through this week and this weather and everything, and then start next week. It moves pretty fast, and school will be done, and they'll take finals, and we'll have conference, and those last 3 weeks will go by pretty fast.
Well, let's hope that the kids are fast and that their times and distances can continue to get better, and we'll talk with you again before the postseason rolls in. Brady, thanks for the time.
Great. Yep, thank you, Doug.
Take care. Brady Bonzel, head coach, UNK track and field team and cross-country squad, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Loper Link. A variety of other things going on, but with this weather, who knows how it's all going to play out. Again, yes, the weather looks like it's nice enough to play at home this weekend, but will the fields be ready? There is a Loper Luncheon tomorrow. That's at 12 noon at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Mark Bauer and the National Championship Wrestling Team will be on hand, so you can stop by, congratulate them, have lunch. You'll hear from Coach Bonzel, Coach Carnes with softball. You'll hear about golf, tennis, and a whole lot more with the spring sports going on. The Loper baseball team hoping to play, and if they don't, I'm sure Coach Day will be there as well. But lunch starts at 11:45. Coaches begin speaking at 12 noon tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. The Lopers are supposed to host Missouri Western State tomorrow. It ain't happening. It isn't official yet. But if they can somehow, if it is, it's at 1 o'clock. And Missouri Western State, I don't think the Lopers would be too crushed if they don't play them, because they are the top team in the league. The chances of even getting a split, probably not so great. So that keeps them in the hunt for a postseason berth. Then they go down to Central Oklahoma this weekend. The softball team is scheduled to host Pittsburgh State Friday and Missouri Southern State on Saturday. Both of those teams are 6-10 in the league. The tennis teams are on the road this weekend. Minnesota Sunday and Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Monday. We told you about the track teams going to Wichita and to Concordia. Golf teams, they head out of here. They're getting out of here. They're going to Missouri. And the volleyball team hosts their Legends Classic. You can go for free, watch some volleyball this weekend. A lot of UNK alumni teams, McCook, Midland, North Platte will be there. And then next week is the big banger with some Division I squads coming in. We'll talk with Coach Squires about that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show next week. So that's our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Danny Woodhead is coming up. Brady Bonzel just finished up with him. And Greg Beals, the head baseball coach with Ohio State will join us in the final segment today. But some of these Loper Spring sports, they're doing okay. And I mentioned this a couple of times. The non, you know, your golf, your track, yeah. your tennis, your non-power sports. There's never a nice way to say that because you get great athletes. But it's not baseball. It's not football. It's not basketball.
Non-revenue sports. That's, how's that? Non-revenue.
Probably the good word there. But they're doing pretty good. The golf team's off to a great start this year. We talked to tennis with Coach Salisbury. The track team seems to be doing real good here. So baseball is holding their own here in the MIAA. Softball, they just need a little more a little experience on this team.
And I think it's a little bit of an indication of just how important finances are. You know, some of those universities in the MIAA have a lot of money invested in football and basketball and in those scholarships. And UNK just doesn't right now have the money to kind of keep up in terms of those scholarships levels. So you can kind of see just the advantages that they have in those kind of revenue sports. And I know you're not on Twitter, but that was a great tweet. And I got to tip my hat to Buck Mahoney from The Hub about this one. He mentioned that at the luncheon that the wrestling team, the two-time defending national champion wrestling team, is getting the keys to the city during their thing. And he said, and with the snowstorm, the city, let's face it, is a fixer-upper. So I thought that was a great tweet, Buck, and I got to tip my hat to you. That one was pretty good.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Danny Woodhead is going to join us when we come back.
Ready for our help? It's the herd.
With all of the choices and customizable settings on the new generation of adjustable clubs, you need an experienced partner to help dial them in just for you. For over 45 years, Golfsmith has been dedicated to helping golfers find the right gear and their best game, all for the guaranteed lowest prices. Don't let your old equipment hold you back. Come in today and get 50% more for your trade-in toward the latest adjustable gear. Only at Golfsmith.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil chain special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires for...
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The season winds down this weekend for the Tri-City Storm. A pair of games against Lincoln on the road Friday, and then at the Viero Event Center Saturday at 7:05. You can hear the games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska Danger hit the road to take on the Colorado Ice Saturday night. In baseball, the Huskers will host Ohio State in a three-game series beginning Friday evening. The UNK baseball team heads to Central Oklahoma this weekend, and the Hastings College baseball team is scheduled to host Morningside Saturday and Briar Cliff on Sunday. In softball, UNK is scheduled to host Pittsburgh State Friday afternoon and Missouri Southern State on Saturday. Hastings College softball will host Briar Cliff Saturday and travel to Nebraska Wesleyan on Sunday, and the Nebraska softball team will host Wisconsin this weekend. That's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. I'm Doug Duda.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today, as we'll see some scattered areas of light freezing rain, sleet, and snow around the area. Any sleet and snow accumulation staying an inch or less through the day with a high of 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
If I might sail away.
Daddy's show. You want to talk about it on the air?
Not today. You know, I already know that I'm going to come off as a bad person later today. I already know because there's something I'll have to admit to later on that I don't necessarily want to have to admit to. But so I'm going to come off as a bad person later on today anyway. So.
What, that there was only 5 people below you in the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge? I don't even think that's what you're going to talk about.
Well, just because that – and you know what? And I was in first place – or like third place after the first day. Oh, yeah, except my national champion lost in the first day. Yeah, that one kind of hurt.
But the tournament's over, so
jocks at Harvard anyway. Those jocks at Harvard, they screwed up my whole bracket.
It was so bad Alford left New Mexico. But this will probably be the last day this ever comes up.
No, it won't. You'll find some way to bring this one back.
You can always do it with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Have a good time, whether it's lunch or evening meal or just a kickback during happy hour at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials Monday through Friday to catch the games, whatever you're watching, maybe an early baseball game. Slide in there. Enjoy their Wednesday special of a turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with your choice of side item. Only $5.99 for a lunch special. How about Wednesday nights, the Chicken Coop? It's Big Burger Night. They have made that a tradition. They have just a $5 burger. Anything off the menu, burger-wise, is $5. They don't invent something special. It's great. You can get the mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger. You can get the bacon burger, whatever you want. It's only $5, 5 to 10, Wednesday nights at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Don't forget to book the party room for your next get-together. Maybe it's graduation. Maybe it's a little wedding reception. Maybe you and the gang are just getting together for a little party before the weekend. I know there's always something going on, alumni coming back. Use the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island, to get you ready to roll. I watched a little bit of the women's basketball game last night. I'll have to admit, because of the weather, it did kind of mess the dish up a little bit last night. So, but I got to watch most of it, and how impressive it is by Connecticut. And the poll, the new poll, I thought would be out by now, but it is not. I would say Connecticut number one, Notre Dame number two,
Baylor,
Louisville number three, Baylor number four, because Louisville beat Baylor.
Well, yeah, but Louisville looks so bad.
Wichita State was fourth in the men's poll, okay?
Right, right.
And they, maybe they're out, their loss was pretty darn
right.
Good game.
And that's what might work against the Louisville women in terms of their loss in the national championship game was so one-sided. And the women's game is different because you they were talking about it a little bit today on ESPN, the national, that in the history of the tournament, half the teams that won the national tournament are either Tennessee or Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know, each one of them has 1/4 of the national title since they've been doing this 32 years now. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's a different sport in terms of it. You really have those powers. There's just a handful of powers, and everybody else is trying to catch up.
And then some – I find it disheartening news this morning. All these college kids that are going pro this week, and God bless them. Go ahead, follow your dream. That's not my point. But look at all this talent. I mean, as we said yesterday, the very early top 25 is what Jason King from ESPN is calling it. You know, the day after the National Football Championship, there's always, well, this is what it'll look like to start next year. He doesn't even have Michigan in his top 25 for next year because they're anticipating that everybody's leaving.
Because in theory, they could all be back.
Kansas, all five of their starters gone for next year. Indiana, two of their kids in the last 24 hours gone. These great teams, it's the one and done, the two and done, and it's a trickle down. I mean, I believe just from watching the kind of person that Cody Zeller was without knowing him, but just seeing the interviews, watching the way he played, if that whole team, if everybody else would have stayed, Cody Zeller would have stayed. Mm-hmm. But why would you stay if two or three of your teammates are already? Why would you stay? Why would you want to go? If you're going to rebuild, you just will go to the NBA. If you're going to start over, you
right? If you're going to start from scratch, you might as well play for a team that's going to be, you know, 10 and 30 or whatever halfway through the season, struggling but might be getting better. You know, you want to get paid, no doubt about it. But here's what I don't understand. And to me, financially, someone explain this to me. If you can boost your standing in the draft, aren't you going to make more money through the course of your career not playing that one extra year because you stayed in school another year or two, but you get make yourself into a lottery pick? Then wouldn't you make more money through the course of your career being a lottery pick but waiting 2 years to be a lottery pick than being a second-round pick but you played two more years or one more year in the NBA? Wouldn't you make more money through the course of your career with that guaranteed contract?
I don't know. It depends how long your career lasts.
I just understand if you're going to be a lottery pick, I get it. But if you're going to be outside of that lottery, I really think that there's the potential that you would make more money staying in school one more year, build your resume, get that deal, get that endorsement deal.
Okay, so Doug McDermott should come back.
Well, that's a different deal because he wants his dad to have job security too. But yes, I think so.
But what? Okay.
And you know what? And I'm, you know, I think we're on the same page when it comes to this. It's not my job to tell these young men how to run their lives. It just isn't. You got to understand everybody's situation and that sort of thing. But to me, I think it would make some sense in a lot of cases. Play another year, build your resume, increase your value. You'll make more money over the span of the first 10, 12 years of your career by waiting a year or two.
But not Doug McDermott.
McDermott's
he's going to be the exception to the your argument, isn't he? Because there's no way his stock is going to get any
higher.
I'm
with you. I don't think it's going to go any higher.
Unless by some miracle, and I'll call it that they go in and win that league, the new Big East, in his first year. That's the only way his stock goes up. Because why take the chance of playing against these Big East guys and seeing
and
your value
up.
Go down
yeah.
and then falling completely out of the draft when you go in now and it he's at the very end of the first round or the top of the second round,
yeah,
is what everybody's saying.
Strike the iron while it's hot. I, if that's what you think, that you run the risk of doing that.
Here's the top few teams that Jason King has going in for next season. Number one, Kentucky.
Really?
Saying that it might be the best recruited class of all time, already being hailed as the best in college basketball history. Louisville second, Michigan State third, Arizona fourth, and Duke fifth. Rounding out the top 10, Ohio State, Florida, North Carolina, Marquette, and Syracuse. Then, how about this little run of mid-majors? At 11 through 13, Wichita State, VCU, and Gonzaga.
That'd be interesting.
So, Memphis at 15. And here...
And by the way, mid-majors, I think, get rated pretty well because they do have people that actually are seniors that actually will play on their basketball team.
And how about this? Think about this just 3 years ago. Colorado, he has at 16th in men's basketball.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, they've turned a corner there.
Nebraska
and by
was
the way,
actually
that can...
thought of as better than Colorado when they were in the Big 12.
And again, that is proof that it can be done. It is proof that it can be done. At a school like Nebraska, a school like Colorado, it is proof that it can be done.
There's Doug and Daddy Show rolls on with another special guest, and Randy, as we've had a chance to watch his career from, you know, I was going to say, make a joke here about since he was little, but that's been the joke everybody keeps saying about Danny Wood, and it doesn't matter. He keeps proving them wrong. He always steps up to the occasion and does the job. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we're pleased to welcome in one of the newest members of the San Diego Chargers, North Platte native, Chandron State alum, Danny Woodhead. Danny, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. And you know what, Randy, you brought up an interesting point. You said this is the first time you can ever root for the young man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Danny, but, you know, I was teaching at Kearney High when you were playing for North Platte. I dyed-in-the-wool Loper fan when you're playing at Chadron State, and I've been a Dolphins fan since time immemorial. I'm kind of looking forward to actually being able to root for Danny Woodhead this next fall as you're playing for San Diego.
Well, that's good. I almost think that's a sorry excuse, though. Once I'm in the NFL, you got to cheer for the Nebraska guy.
That's what I said. I said, I hate the Yankees and still root for Jabba Chan.
Well, you're still more – you guys are more grown up than I am. There's no doubt about that.
Well, so damn used to the Dolphins losing all the time. But, you know, Danny, one of the things that we were noticing here that you've started the new clothing line here, and you're going to keep 39 at San Diego. Is that what we've heard?
Yes, I am going to stick with 39. It's something that, you know, I kind of started out with, and you know, it's I have plenty of, you know, great supporters, fans, and I didn't want to change that up on them.
Now you got some friends that you've started DW39 with. I'm telling you, man, put me down for a baby blue San Diego Chargers Woodhead 39 jersey because that could be one of the coolest things anybody could ever have.
Oh, you got to get one of those. I mean, you got to prove it and send me a photo, but you got to get one of those jerseys.
Well, I cannot run a 4-3-3 like Danny Woodhead did. Let's talk a little serious here, quick, because there's so much that's involved with making contracts and agents and finding out where you want to go. Let's just start with the brass tacks. Why San Diego? Why leave New England? Why go to San Diego?
You know, when I was talking to Tom Telesco and Mike McCoy, the head coach, I think it was the energy, the attitude, and, you know, I think that rubbed off on me, and it made me excited to be a San Diego Charger, and I felt like, you know, more importantly, it was the best fit for my family, going forward. And, you know, that's, you know, when it comes down to your job, your family's number one. And I felt like it was best for us. And then, you know, I felt like it was a great opportunity for me in my career.
Danny, when you first come into the league, you come in and your preseason with the Jets, and then you eventually sign that free agent deal to play with the Patriots. There, it seems to me you would just grab whatever opportunity you could find. Did you have the opportunity to really kind of shop yourself around? I mean, were you able to kind of choose what team that you were going to play for this year?
You know, there's obviously teams interested, and I'm sure everyone has seen that, you know, with different free agents, and probably, you know, with me too. But, you know, it's just where it falls, you know, into place, right? Because, you know, obviously, especially with the 3 years I had in New England, I was obviously giving them an opportunity. And, you know, this is how it, you know, fell out. You know, we ended up really I like the staff and, you know, the front office. And, you know, you want to be comfortable with the people that you work with, and I felt very comfortable with the people in San Diego.
Danny Woodhead joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on ESPN Radio. What was the biggest part about leaving New England? Obviously, you'd had a lot of success there. What was the talks with, if any, with them during this whole process?
Obviously, they're in contact with my agent, and, you know, how, you know, just trying to get things ironed out. I mean, and, you know, it didn't end up working out there, and I'm okay with that. I have no regrets in my last 3 years. There were great times in my life, and, you know, but now it's, you know, it's the next page in my career and next page in my life, and I'm excited about the opportunity and definitely ready to get started.
Have you had much discussion exactly what your role will be with San Diego? Are you going to be coming in the same sorts of situations that you came in with when you played for the Patriots?
No, I'm not for sure. I mean, all coaching staffs and front office, I'm sure all have different opinions on different players. So we'll see what happens. As far as role, that's kind of hard to say because we haven't really had any practices yet. So once OTAs start and then the mini camps and stuff, once those things start up and then into training camp, I think stuff like that will be defined more. But as of now, I'm trying to work as hard as I can to get ready for the season.
We're talking with Danny Woodhead here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Some of the professional big-time folks that cover the Chargers on a day-to-day basis, some of the articles that I've been looking at, want to put you in that Darren Sproles role, who had so many good years with Philip Rivers. Have you talked to Philip Rivers at all yet?
Yeah, I've talked to him. I mean, just about, you know, whether it be working out when we're working out or just things like that, and seems like a really nice guy, and all the teammates, you know, from the ones I've met have been great guys. So I hope that, you know, I can just fit in any way possible.
Danny, we were kind of hinting at this a little bit at the beginning when we were having a little bit of fun in terms of dealing with your size. That was kind of the excuse that Nebraska did not use under a former head coach whose name we shall not speak. But Billy C. chose not to draft you. Has that been something that's really has that been something that's really continued to fuel you through your entire drive through the rest of your football career?
As far as not getting a scholarship to Nebraska.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has necessarily. But let's not forget, I've been passed over a lot in my life. I mean, that wasn't the first time. And, you know, is there something that, you know, some of that stuff, can that motivate you? Yeah, but I think my motivation comes with wanting to be the best that I can. I don't think if you start listening to outside voices or other people, you know, then you become too concerned with what they think when, you know, that doesn't really matter what the outside thinks. As long as you get your opportunity, you just do what you can control, and that's to be the best player you can be. And I feel like things have obviously, you know, worked out all right for me, and I feel blessed to be in the situation I'm in.
Has that drive been given to you from being associated with your father, who is a coach? I mean, that sounds a lot like what a coach's son might say.
You know, maybe. I don't know. My dad never pressured me into anything. I guess, you know, as far as my attitude on it being about the team and just working hard, you know, I'm sure that comes from him. And, you know, just the parents that I have and the, you know, what they had me value growing up, and that was, you know, being the best teammate I could be, you know, in any sport that I play, and being the best player I can be for the team.
Just a couple minutes left with Danny Woodhead here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who has signed with the San Diego Chargers for the upcoming season. You know, we get emails all the time for celebrities like yourself. So this one comes from Seth in Kearney. He wants to know, if growing up in North Platte, how much did you really want to be like KNOP sportscaster Seth Denny?
Seth's a great guy. I don't know if I necessarily wanted to be a sportscaster, but I do know Seth, great guy, and but I can't say I wanted to be a sportscaster.
Not many guys can do what the Seth Areno does. But, you know, even going back, we knew how great your high school team was, how great your college team was. But you know what? It wasn't like you were the only guy that went on and had either a great college career, or can you believe coming out of North Platte, really what that class and the success that some of those guys had?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy to look back on right now. I think it'll be even more different once I look back on when I'm finished playing someday. But, you know, guys in Nebraska, guys in smaller towns and whatever it may be, you can still have talent. People want to label you as not a good athlete, I guess, when you're from the smaller towns, which I've never known that if you're from a smaller town, you're just not as good of a player. But some people do that sometimes, and so no, I'm not surprised, because it doesn't matter if you're from a town of 60 or a town of 5 million. You know, it's what you do as a player, and you know, what you do with your talent.
Jeff and Kearney wants to know what the experience was like to play in a Super Bowl.
Oh, it was definitely it's a dream come true to be able to play in it. Obviously, would have been a little bit more of a dream come true if we would have won it. But it's a very cool experience. Not a lot of people get experience that, whether they're in the NFL or just anyone. They're not going to experience what I was able to. So it was definitely a blessing.
Danny, compare that to the first time you got into the end zone. I mean, obviously being in the NFL stadium and your first NFL touchdown, that had to be obviously a real high point as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very exciting time, something that, you know, you work hard for. When you're saying compare that, were you talking about comparing it to the Super Bowl? Because
yeah.
I don't think there's much of a comparison with that, and I guess I was able to score in the Super Bowl, so that was pretty cool.
It is cool. I know this probably keeps getting brought up when you talk to Nebraska people, but it is truly amazing when anybody, whether they were a Husker, whether they were a Nebraska high school star. Anytime you see success, it is kind of amazing, even if they're not rooting for the team, the reaction in the room when someone does well like yourself. Just a couple seconds left here with Danny Woodhead, and then we'll let him get back to his day. Danny, there's been some changeover going on at Shadron State. I don't know how close you are to that. I don't know how much you are into that situation, but the athletic director, Brad Smith, he is going to step down at the end of the year. Of course, Coach O'Boyle is now elsewhere. Do you keep in contact with Shadron, and just maybe your thoughts on having a couple of new guys in there for this upcoming year?
You know, I do some, still keep in contact. Obviously, my job is the main thing right now, but I do keep in contact still, and change happens, whether it be in college football or professional football, and it's something you have to deal with.
Well, it sounds like you got some kids to deal with as well, Danny. So we'll wrap things up here, and we'll let you get back to taking care of the day. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we wish you the best of luck this year with the Chargers.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet, Danny. Thanks so much. Ah, you got to love him, being Pops, being whatever you got to be.
It's time, Dad. You've been on there long enough. Let's go do something.
That's right. And that's not the first time that's happened on this program.
No, not at all. And again, you know, I know I'm a bad person that I wasn't a Danny Woodhead fan, but they were actually talking about this on Cowherd today. I'm a team guy. I root for teams. I don't root for individuals. I root for teams. And he was never on. He was always on a rival team. I'm glad that he's no longer, for me anyway, on a rival team. Yeah, I know. I'm not a good person. I admit it. When it comes to that, not a good person.
I hope he does well.
I do, too. And the thing is, even when he played for the Patriots, and again, Dolphin fan talking here, even when he played for the Patriots, my thought was, you know, if somebody from the Patriots has to score, if someone has to, it might as well be 39.
We'll take a break here on the Tuck and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm an honest man. If nothing else, I'm honest. Not real nice, not real nice, not real bright, but I am
on it. It's like
honest.
Danny Tartable going from the Royals to the Yankees.
Oh, you can't
like
do
the,
that.
It was like the first punch in the face.
Yes, it was. Oh, I remember that.
Hey, folks, don't forget the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located for you on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney with brand new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles in stock, quite a few low mileage certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, maybe a few more than usual right now. So if you're looking for something once the weather gets a little bit nicer here so that you have something to drive around this spring and summer for all your trips, for all your work, stop by and see them at Midway. How about the 2013 Jeep Grand Cherokee up to $5,000 off, or Chevrolet Silverados up to $8,800 off? And right now, the Silverado 1500s, you can get 1.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9% financing for 84 months with approved credit. Great, great deals going on right now. Go to thinkmidway.com. Check out their daily specials. Like them on Facebook. They're giving away tickets to Saturday's Tri-City Storm hockey game to all of their folks, or to some of the folks on their Facebook. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Think Midway. It's a better way. We'll be back and talk baseball with Ohio State's Greg Beals in a moment.
Come on in.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. I'd like to share a wee word about baseball. You're probably thinking, I don't need some gallus Scot telling me about baseball. Well, we know a proper game belongs on proper grass. That's why Scots is busting our beaks happy to be the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Honour the grass in your own lawn, just like the big leagues, by feeding it with Scots. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit Scots on Facebook for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new. Upgrade to Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil at AutoZone from April 2nd to the 29th, and you could win a trip to the race of your choice, NASCAR, Grand Prix, or Formula.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. securities, and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today, as we'll see some scattered areas of light freezing rain, sleet, and snow around the area. Any sleet and snow accumulation staying an inch or less through the day with a high of 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kansas State has rewarded basketball coach Bruce Weber for winning a share of the school's first conference championship in 36 years with a raise and a one-year contract extension. He'll get a $250,000 raise to $1.75 million next season and increased by $100,000 each of the remaining years on his original five-year deal. And the Masters has found a way to keep its field small and let in more PGA Tour winners. They're going to a wraparound schedule. PGA Tour is in October. That means the tournament's formally part of the fall series, will be part of the FedEx Cup season. Masters chairman Billy Payne says winners from those tournaments will also get invitations to the Masters, which gets underway tomorrow. 7 a.m. Central is when the first tee time goes off, and we will have complete coverage starting at 1 o'clock each day of the Masters here on ESPN Radio.
My favorite golf event. I like the Masters. Beautiful course. They play it the same year every year. You kind of see the changes and how the course kind of slowly evolves. And you can kind of compare scores over time, because they're playing on the same course. Not that weather changes and all sorts of things. I mean, you understand there's a little bit of a difference there, but the beauty of playing on the same course and the scores. I want to look at guys' scores. I want people to shoot 18, 19 under. You know, like unlike the U.S. Open. If you want to watch somebody struggle on a golf course, you don't have to watch the U.S. Open. I'll tee off for you. I'll play a couple holes. You want to watch somebody suffer? I can show you suffering.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, pleased to continue our baseball preview as we do with every week. Try to catch up with the head coach of Nebraska's opposing team. And boy, they are keeping busy at Ohio State. They will play their 31st game tonight. And head coach Greg Beals, in his second year with the Buckeyes, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for inviting me to be on the show.
Well, always appreciate it, and we appreciate the time, and a nice win for you guys last night. I'm noticing some of these midweek games. Boy, it isn't just 5 miles down the road. You've got to West Virginia and Marshall this week.
Yeah, you know, those are two schools. What we're trying to do, and like Darren's doing over there, is scheduling to improve the strength of our schedule and our RPI ranking, and these schools are close enough, and with West Virginia now being in the Big 12, that's something that we don't get that flavor here in the Midwest so much where we're at, so scheduling them is creates some diversity in the scheduling.
And you must be Coach Sunshine, because you've got a lot of games in. I mean, there's not too many Midwest schools that have played 30 games already this year.
Well, we wore short sleeves yesterday for the first time in a long time. So we have been fortunate to get our games in. We've lost just a few of them, but we have played in some not very good baseball conditions, let's say.
Well, started off like most teams do. They have to go on the road. Nebraska kind of went out to California. You used to go to Texas a little bit. You guys go down to Florida. Let's just take us into where you're at, 20-10, right in the middle of the Big Ten Conference. You guys predicted to finish fourth. So I guess the pundits so far are probably happy with their prediction. How about Coach Beals? Is he happy with where you're at right now?
Well, obviously, you'd always like to win a few more games. And I feel like we're probably two or three games away from being, you know, really, really satisfied with where we're at. Really like how our team is pitching and playing defense. The offense has kind of been up and down a little bit, but pitching and playing defense has been consistent and pretty strong for us. So, like where we're at, but we obviously need to make up some ground. Like everybody, we, you know, our mission is to win a Big Ten championship, so not just get in that tournament. We got to make up a little ground going on the road in Nebraska. It's not going to be an easy test for that, but that's obviously our goal heading in there.
Coach, you mentioned making up a little bit of ground. Nebraska ahead of you in the standings. Late in the year, you get to play Indiana. They're top of the conference right now. Do you really feel like you guys, even though you're kind of in that middle area of the pack, do you feel like you have plenty of opportunity to get to the top of the pack and still win the Big Ten?
Yeah, we do. You know, this is going to be a big weekend coming up for us, for obviously Nebraska being ahead of us, but also, yeah, it's a road series. Our next two series are home, so if we feel like we can have a good weekend here on the road and then play the following two weekends at home, that's kind of our window of opportunity to really get back in the thick of it.
We're talking with Greg Beals, head baseball coach at Ohio State, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You touched on it. You guys are just very, very strong on the mound and in the field, right there leading or at the top of the conference, if not in the nation. I mean, a 2.43 team ERA, and you got your three starters for the weekend are all under three with their ERA, and then you got Trace Dempsey that's coming out of the bullpen, and he's got 10 saves. Let's start from the back end. What about this guy?
Well, Trace is, first of all, he's got the makeup of a closer. He's a tough kid and not a big kid, but a live body and a great competitor. And when I put him in the game, I know exactly the type of effort I'm going to get every night.
Well, after you watch the Royals and the Cubs, it's got to be a little relief that when this guy comes in, he gets the job done.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that you want out of your bullpen is at least the consistency and accountability so that when you go call a guy's number, you have a pretty good idea what you're going to get that night.
Take me through your rotation this weekend. Brad has had the best results for you, but take me through your three starters this weekend.
Look, Aaron Long is a returning first-team All-Big Ten guy. He was our Friday night guy last year, so he'll go out on Friday night again. Jaron's got a great feel for pitching, not a power pitcher. Sinks it, slides it, works the bottom of the zone, and just really has a really good feel for pitching and the command of his stuff. Brad Goldberg goes out on game two Saturday, and Goldie's a little bit more of a power pitcher. Fastball will go up close into the mid-90s, and also will tilt a pretty good breaking ball. The combination has made him successful this year. And then senior left-hander Brian King is the Sunday guy, and King has just been that steady guy. And you go out on Sunday and know you're going to get a lot of strikes and you know, just has that deception of a left-hander.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the fielding as well, your defense. Nebraska's number one in the conference in terms of overall team fielding. You guys are just a shade behind them in terms of the statistics in that. Talk a little bit about the strength of your team defensively.
Well, you got to start up the middle, and we've been very, very good with our shortstop and our second baseman and our center fielder. Our center fielder, Joyce Giamacco, has made highlight films this year. He's had three catches that are if they're in the major leagues, he's in the top 10, if not the winner, each of these three catches. So the little guy that can go out and really run and cover ground, and our middle infielders are taking care of business on the ground also. So I like where we're at in the middle of the field.
We're talking for just another minute here with Greg Beals, the head baseball coach at Ohio State. They come into Lincoln this weekend. Should be good temperatures to play if we can get rid of this little bit of weather that we had this week. You guys did take a little bit of a hit at the beginning of the year. Josh is, I believe, is he still out for you with that back injury? And how is that affecting what you guys do as a baseball team?
Yeah, Josh Dizay is one of our key returning players, and there's a stress fracture in his back that has not allowed him to play comfortably and play up to his capabilities. So we have been rehabbing that, trying to get him close, and we're not close. And at this point in the season, we're most likely looking at a medical redshirt for him, which it's a tough fit for our ball club. It's our four-hole hitter, first baseman, and closer. We've been able to mend the closing part of it very well. Trace Dempsey stepped into that role quite well. But you missed that 6'6" first baseman, four hole hitter in the lineup a little bit. So that's been the miss. But you know, we can't. And this team has not spent 1 minute. Oh man, you know, feeling sorry for themselves that the big boys not playing this year. We know that, and we got to move forward and find ways to win baseball games without him.
Coach Beals, you lose your power hitter, as you just mentioned. You have great defense, great pitching. Do you guys like to play kind of small ball, or do you just kind of play things straight up?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of everything to try to score runs, and I think you're seeing – you're really now starting to see the evolution in college baseball, where when we switched to the bats 3 years ago, the game hadn't completely changed yet. But now you're seeing the recruiting on pitching and speed and defense, and you're seeing that the game evolve. And you're seeing it there in Nebraska. I mean, traditionally been big hitting ball clubs, and it's kind of evolved a little bit. And I think you're seeing it all around the country, but especially in these two ball clubs that are going to play this weekend.
Coach, off the field, one more question before we let you go. Obviously, basketball has had the eye of the campus, I'm sure, and the nation. Ohio State has had outstanding football season, outstanding basketball season. How is baseball viewed on campus at Ohio State? We're trying to learn more about the Big Ten every single day. What do you say is the attitude when it comes to Ohio State baseball?
Well, I think the attitude is very good. Our administration has been very supportive. This is just my third year here, and since being here, we've dumped some money into the program. We put synthetic surface down, redone our locker facilities. We got a new scoreboard that's going in here right at the end of this season. So the support for baseball is definitely there. Obviously, what our football and basketball programs do help that. Basketball is fresh on our minds, but as you know very well, football is the daddy here in Columbus, and I was fortunate enough to be on the field this fall when Nebraska came to town, and it was a night game, and it was absolutely electric to see those two traditional programs go at it in a football game.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks
Thanks
for the memories, Coach.
I'm not talking about the results. I'm just talking about the college atmosphere. It was big time.
Well, it's our pleasure to talk with folks, no matter what the sport is, from Ohio State. And, Coach, have safe trips. Good luck in the game tonight. Safe trip to Lincoln, and hopefully we got some good baseball this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I really appreciate you guys working college baseball.
You bet, Greg. Thanks so much for the time, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, take care.
Take care. Great guy, Greg Beals, Ohio State baseball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, thanks for those memories there, Coach. Yeah.
You know, we should continue to ask coaches if they've ever thrown balls at their players, because baseballs would be,
you're crowding the plate. You're crowding
you're
the plate.
To do
that's
that.
Right. You're crowding the plate. That's what's going to happen to you. You crowd the plate.
That's good stuff. Ohio State, he says it's a key series for them. Every series seems to be key for Nebraska, because so far the Huskers have played three series, and those teams are not towards the top. It's not like they went out and Northwestern's hanging in there. They've had okay. They're right there with Ohio State in the middle of the pack. So, again, another middle-of-the-pack team here, and it's really big, because if things don't go well for Ohio State, then they set themselves up for having to win a lot of games
right
before they even get to Indiana at the end of the year.
Well, they're fifth in the conference right now, six make the tournament, and obviously you stub your toe and kind of have a little stretch in there where you're not playing very well. Now you're fighting for your life, whereas you build a little bit of momentum, then you have a little margin of error.
And by the way, one of the things you were noticing as you were looking, when does Ohio State and Michigan play?
Yeah, they got to play Michigan. They don't play each other.
Two of the teams, you play nine series or eight series, and then there's two teams you don't play. For Nebraska, one of the teams they don't get to play this year
is Penn State,
cellar dweller. So there you go. We'll take a break here in the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, let's look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Who will get the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, the Jazz or the Lakers? It sets up better for the Jazz. Close vote, 54% said Utah, 46% said the Lakers. I feel bad because, like, all of a sudden I'm rooting for the Lakers.
No, don't do that.
I know.
Don't do that.
How in the hell is that
possible? Don't do that.
You know, I hate every Los Angeles and New York team. But I think it makes it better if the Lakers are
in. It's better for the league. It's better for the league if the Lakers are in there. No question about that. Because they're probably the marquee team in the entire association. But still can't root for them.
All right, our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. You can vote every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who's your pick to win the Masters? Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, another one of the golfers ranked in the top 10, which is Justin Rose, Luke Donald, Brant Snedeker, Louis Oosthuizen, Adam Scott, Steve Stricker, Matt Kuchar. How'd you like that? You put the last names, I put the first. What do you think about that, huh?
That's not bad.
Field. So you can take one of the top three, the 4 through 10 golfers, or the field. Who you got?
I'll go 4 through 10, because I think the total number of wins you're going to get in that group is probably going to be greater than any other. That's just statistically speaking.
I was thinking,
if I have to pick a name, it would be Tiger.
I was thinking Tiger. Now everybody's thinking Tiger, and some things happened yesterday that make me now probably not want to root for Tiger, which has nothing to do with Tiger. I'm going to say Rory. Maybe I can put my hex on Rory. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
It's all about the hex. It's all about the hex.
Ain't no doubt about it. Back after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the words fast and car belong together, like sling and shot. So when you need a part for your car, we get it for you fast, because that's just how we roll. We roll fast. Plus, now get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Up to $30 back. Yeah, it's like a money slingshot. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings.
Dial Global's coverage of the 2013 Masters begins April 11th.
He's dressed in all white, and he's 6 inches away to having a green jacket put on that all white. And he strokes it in, and Bubba Watson has won the 2012 Masters with a brilliant par at 10.
From the first round to the presentation of the green jacket, all the action is right here.
Hear action every day beginning at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for our area today, as we'll see some scattered areas of light freezing rain, sleet, and snow around the area. Any sleet and snow accumulation staying an inch or less through the day with a high of 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here's something I just pulled down earlier this week. With 3 years to go until the Rio de Janeiro Games, these two sports are trying to join the Olympics. Three-on-three basketball and BMX freestyle. The IOC is assessing possible extra events, teams, and athletes for Brazil after the successful London Games, with one of the deepest wish lists coming from swimming's governing body. What?
You took out
wrestling, and this is what you want?
Oh, we have 3-on-3 wrestling. There you go. There you go.
And that's fine. Let me say this, especially the BMX. I don't think the 3-on-3 basketball, but whatever. Do what you want. They're popular. The only way you're going to have 3-on-3 that's worth a ding is to put in your pros. It's not going to be white men can't jump type of thing,
no.
Which was 2-on-2. So if you want to have it, fine. Have all the sports you want. I don't care. But don't be kicking things out. That's my point. Let's go to the Dent Pumper inbox here. Bryce says, I agree with Randy.
Ah, I like how this is starting.
I guess that's the end of that email. He goes, I cannot root for the Patriots as I am a Ram fan and have been since the days of the fearsome foursome and Robin Gabriel. I always hoped Danny would do good, but the Patriots would lose. Bryce, Ram fan forever.
There you go. It's called being a fan. It's you know, and again, nice kid. You know, I didn't wish him ill.
I
do.
Well, and here's another thing. I will tell you this. Some of these guys, now that we're older, I don't want to use the word mature because I haven't done that yet, but the older you get, and some of these guys we've had on the show, I'm going to root for them. You get to know them even just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't want Jared Crick to go play for the New York Giants. I didn't want Jabba Chamberlain to go play for the New York Yankees. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I'm still going to root for him. As I say, I hope Jabba always pitches. I love his role now. He's not the closer. He's not the starter. Come in, shut him down for two innings, and Yankees still lose. That is just the perfect scenario in Jabba Chamberlain.
Do your job.
And I've told him that. I said, so, you know, and there's a, you know, you can, there's a lot of other guys. You know, Alex Henry, he goes to the Eagles. It's okay. They're in Dallas's division.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brett Maher, I don't want him to be a Redskin.
That's a different animal, though.
I don't want him to be a Washington Redskin. I probably don't even really want him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, although I still at time to time find myself rooting for the Steelers, which is freaky.
Yeah. And, you know, that being a kicker, though, that's a different deal because the game often comes down to your play. You know, your thing there. You know, that 42-yard field goal at the end of the game or in overtime or whatever, you make it win, don't make it, you lose. Geez, you know, that's a little bit different than being a running back where, you know, I want you to do well, run for 100 yards, fumble at the one, have the Dolphins pick it up, scoop and score a touchdown. You know, it's just a little bit different deal. I know what you mean, though, because I met Troy Aikman back in the early 20s when he was still at Oklahoma and then talked to him when he was at UCLA. Got to like him, and that's about as close as I ever got to rooting for the Cowboys.
You know, and there's a couple other stories. I print them off. I throw them down here. Sometimes I forget to get to them. Not this one, though. The Nebraska bowling team will compete at the 2013 NCAA Women's Championships.
Got that one dog-eared, so you can find it.
Beginning tomorrow at Super Bowl Lanes in Canton, Michigan. The Huskers are seeking their fourth NCAA title since the NCAA began sponsoring bowling as a sport in 2004. This is the 10th consecutive appearance for the Huskers in the tournament. Other NCAA qualifiers include Central Missouri, Maryland Eastern Shore, Arkansas State, Vanderbilt, Sam Houston State, Wisconsin Whitewater, and of course our favorite, Farley Dickinson. Maryland Eastern Shore is the two-time defending NCAA champion. I couldn't even pull that out for Troutman yesterday. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, pull that name. Take a look at that list of names. One of these names is not like the other. One of these teams has a football program. I mean, you know what I mean? That's the only... Nobody else has any of that stuff.
Arkansas State. Don't diss Arkansas State.
No, okay. And what bowl did they go to last year? Ah, there was a pause there, wasn't there?
Conference champion 2 years ago. Championship finals are on ESPNU Saturday night at 7 Central. So if the Huskers... How about this? I never knew this. Here's something I learned. Did you know that there's a Nebraska State High School fishing tournament?
No. Which is bad news for the fish, I guess.
It takes place July 27th at Harlan County Reservoir. Down there by Alma. Third annual event open to students in grades 9 through 12 who are at least 16 and have a valid Nebraska fishing permit. For more information, contact the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. Competition will be in teams. Each team has two anglers and a coach/boat operator. The event starts with a 6 a.m. rules meeting followed by competition. The tournament ends at 1 and is followed by a weigh-in. I send these out to the championship fishermen that I know listen to this show from time to time. And I'll even throw El Conquistador in there, and Brian and Kozad, and even the guy that used to be in his chair over here, and a Buck. I mean, these guys that think they know how to fish, mm-hmm. And I hear the stories all the time.
Hey, coach.
How about going and volunteering some of your time, professionals? It's July 27th at Alma. These kids probably show you how to fish. Awesome. So there you go. All over the place. All over the place. And that's what a regular pivot system does.
Ooh.
But not TNL. Not TNL. They take care of the entire field, not just a little bit here and a little bit there. Spoking bad people. TNL doesn't happen with them. Beat the heat with the best value purchase of a TNL pivot system today to maximize your production for the long haul. They've got the best reliability. Be sure to go to TLIRR.com for all the information or stop in and chat on a day like this when you can't do much anyway with your local TNL dealer, and you can find out where that person is in case you don't know off the top of your head at TLIRR.com. TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Anything else, brah?
I think we're good.
You sure you didn't have anything else you wanted to throw out? I mean,
No, I didn't really watch any of the NCAA women's game last night. By the time I turned it on, it was over, so I just went right back on to something else.
You hate Danny Woodhead. That was
crazy. I didn't know. No. Never said I hated him. I just said I couldn't root for him. There is a major difference. There is a major, major difference.
Omaha, San Antonio, St. Louis. They are the three finalists for the 2016 U.S. Olympic swim trials. They'll announce that at the end of the month. Omaha's done a great job.
They have. They've really embraced that. I can't imagine it'd be a bigger deal than any place else.
That's one of those things. Omaha always says, give us a chance. Kind of think maybe somebody else is going to get the chance this time. You've had it twice. You know, keep doing it. They do a great job. Masters tomorrow. I'll make my pick tomorrow, or do you want it today? I'll probably make it tomorrow because, again, if somebody's 2-under through 9 when we come on the air tomorrow, big whoop.
It's the first quarter. It's the first half of the first quarter.
I do like Keegan Bradley's chances. We'll throw that out. We want to thank Danny Woodhead for joining us on the show today from the San Diego Chargers, Ohio State baseball coach Greg Beals, UNK track coach Brady Bonzel, Tri-City Storm coach Josh Howji, among our guests tomorrow. We will see you then. Randy Bushcutter, thanks. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. See you, Doug.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.